Podcast 78.
We're here. We're live. This is it.
Never been more back in my entire life than right now.
We have a special guest at the end of this podcast.
We do. Are we going to reveal who it is?
Let's just tell him.
Should we?
Let's just tell him.
It's Cakes. Cakes Mitchell from The Freddy Show.
Cakes Mitchell from The Freddy Show. He's got his own personal channel on TikTok that's killing. He's got The Freddy Show on TikTok that's killing. He does it with Nick D. I'm a fine apple.
That's not how it goes.
I know it's not.
Have you ever listened to him?
I have listened to him. I have. Don't you do this to me. I definitely have.
Don't you do this to me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm still dancing with two left feet.
There you go.
That's another. There we go. I'm here.
Yeah. Cakes from The Freddy Show came on. We actually just recorded that, but we're going to put it at the end of this podcast just to keep it transparent with you guys. We did a bunch of games. So it's kind of like a little game time because we used to do game times inside of our podcast, which is fun.
It's always fun.
So we're going to end the podcast with a nice little game time with Cakes Mitchell. It was fun. Looking forward to you guys seeing it.
It's great. Do you want to do the recap? You liked the recap last time. You want to give the overview of the podcast, what's going on?
Yeah, tell us what you got going on.
If you were to switch lives in history, who would you do it with?
Okay.
One day, that's a topic. Which animal would you most want to talk to?
Okay.
Dogs excluded. We have switching genders and some questions around that. Can you guess the name of these things? So some things that I had no idea
like
what
it.
They were called. And you might now know. We're going to get rid of 5 more states like usual.
Oh, God.
We're going to be halfway through. We're going to be 25 through by the end of this one. And then doing some get rid of stuff with continents or stuff like that.
I love it.
And then, you know, the best city on each continent. So a little bit more geographical towards the end, up front, a little bit more of the games and the hypotheticals. Okay. And then we got the end of the podcast with Cakes.
Yep. I got another hypothetical, living in 1800 or 2024. We'll tell you the details later. We got AI is taking over the world. You have $15 to survive, that kind of game. We did one with Cakes at the end of the podcast, but it's fun. There's 4 levels. Some sports topics. I got some fast food topics. And then I brought in something else called yay or nay, undebatable topics. So I want to hear if you're yay or nay. And then some debatable questions. I got a couple debatable questions to end.
This is what we do.
What we do. We do it big.
Do you want to start or me? What are you feeling
you
today?
You can start.
You want me to start today?
Why don't you start?
Okay. So here's the question that crossed my mind.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you could switch lives with anyone in history for a day, who would it be and why?
Good question, Zach.
Now, I have some categories that I put people into, but I want to hear your gut reaction and where your mind goes to first.
I'm glad you asked.
Of course. I've been thinking about this.
Been thinking about this a lot lately, actually.
Have you?
No. One person.
Yeah. Do you want me to run you through the categories?
Yeah,
is that going to help you? So I went with the athlete route.
Okay.
And you got people like Tiger Woods, LeBron James, Messi, Michael Jordan, Maradona. I don't know. Whoever you want. You go to the creative and genius minds of the world. Leonardo da Vinci, Albert Einstein, Kanye West.
Not Kanye West.
You could go the dumb rich route, is what I called it. You could go Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk,
and
or
just,
anybody who had
just spend a
tons
rich day.
Of money and just be like, I'm going to spend loads of money
just
today.
Be rich.
Or you could go the fun route. Hasbulla, Amelia Earhart, Christopher Columbus, Jesus Christ.
I don't think being Amelia Earhart would be very fun.
Jesus Christ.
That would be fun.
You just perform miracles all day?
I don't know if that's how it works.
I'm not sure either. A lot of options there.
I think I'd probably just go rich. Or maybe like Conor McGregor when he got the double champ, when he won double belts.
Oh, like something that's an achievement.
I like to take this time to apologize to absolutely nobody. And then go to party after. Maybe that.
I guess so.
That's pretty awesome.
I feel like the rich route could be fun. I just don't know if I want to physically be Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, or Elon Musk.
That's why Conor McGregor might be the answer,
because they're
super loaded.
And you're not going to spend all that money in one day anyway,
you're
right?
I wonder if that's possible to spend that money. I'm sure it is, but like realistically, what do you really want to do? You want to have like a humongous party. You want to eat whatever you want. You want to go on a mega yacht. You want to experience a cool show. You're not going to spend $1 billion in one day.
No, you're probably not. But what if you got into the creative mind of like a Da Vinci or a Picasso and just like lived a day in that's state of mind. It's different. You don't care.
No, I don't care that much about that, to be honest. This is a painting mind.
I don't know. You don't know. Picasso had like some stuff going on. Those images that he created. I went to the museum.
I think he just did drugs.
Probably.
It might be a bold statement by me. Probably.
But wouldn't you want to be Hasbulla?
No.
No?
I don't want to live in Dagestan, Russia. I don't want to live in Russia, to be honest.
Maybe you're like Hasbulla at a UFC fight.
That would be fun.
Or Amelia Earhart. Like you could do the day she flied over the Atlantic Ocean.
I feel like she just died, didn't she?
Not on that trip.
I don't think she was ever seen again.
Not on that trip. It was a separate expedition.
Was it?
Yeah, she was the first woman to fly over the Atlantic Ocean.
Did she land?
She might have tried the Pacific and failed. Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Maybe, or the Indian Ocean. I don't know. That's a good question.
Or you could be like Julius Caesar.
I feel like he killed a lot of people.
Yes.
I'm looking at like all the downfalls.
Yeah.
I'll just go Conor McGregor.
You're going to take McGregor?
Play it safe. I'll just be Conor McGregor.
UFC fight. Feel the hold the championship belt.
Or like somebody that performs at like a massive festival. I feel like performing, like me having the talent of like, I don't know, Justin Bieber. Oh. I don't know. Someone cool like that.
Yeah. Married to Hailey Bieber.
I would want to get up in front of 100,000 people and be as good as Justin Bieber. I feel like that'd be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Maybe a comedian, make people laugh. That'd be cool.
That could be good. Bill be Burr. Fun.
Yeah.
Or not someone. Kevin Hart.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis. Very big.
Very big.
No, I like the answers. I think I'm going like Tiger Woods.
I know you're going
to
say
a day
Tiger
to
Woods.
win the Masters in 2019.
That would be electric.
Just feel the rush. Hands thrown up in the air the whole night.
And then the next day you go back and shoot 100.
Yep. And then I'm terrible at golf again. I love it.
Shoot 30 strokes over, 40 strokes over. I have a good question, very similar to your question.
That's why I heard your topics, and I was like, maybe this would be a good one to start out with.
Would you rather be rich in 1800 or poor in 2024?
Oh, man.
Now we're talking poor, poor.
Like poor, poor, poor.
Like homeless poor or rich, rich.
Rich in 1800.
Well, not homeless poor. Not homeless poor, sorry. Just poor.
Okay. Just poor.
The debate is that there was no cars, no phones, no radio, no television, no nothing in 1800.
Did they even have sports?
I'm surprised they had lights, to be honest with you.
They probably had some sort of sport that was, you know, going on that I could perfect and get great at. Baseball started in the late 1800s.
It's 1800.
1800, though. The year 1800.
In the 1800, Native Americans enjoyed lacrosse, shinny, and games of chance.
Yeah. Oh, some gambling, man.
Some games of chance.
Yeah. That's why they have the casinos.
Oh, God.
Here's what I say. Definitely
sounds
going
horrible. Sounds horrible.
No, I'm definitely going 1800.
Just to experience
kidding
it?
Kidding me? Not just to experience it. They had much higher appreciation for life.
I don't know if they did.
I think they did.
They were like just barely getting by.
No, but you're rich in 1800.
Yeah, but those
so you
people,
get to do a bunch of different things.
You live to like 30 in 1800.
It's okay. You don't.
You'd
you don't
be on
know.
Your deathbed. You're 27.
If I had the brain now and I'm going back to 1800, I know. I know. You're defending my point. If I had the brain now and I go back and I'm missing out on all these things, then I would care. But if I'm just a person in the 1800s, I'm going to appreciate.
Well, it's one day. I'm saying, all right, how about if you had the knowledge now?
If I had the knowledge now,
yeah.
I'm going back.
If it was you.
And I'm making a decision there that's going to impact my future self.
Or make it hard.
I'm going to bury a time capsule with ideas. Xbox. Nintendo.
They're all computer already.
Not in 1800.
Yeah, but you said you would put a time box for you today.
You've never... Listen, I know you've watched Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm affecting the space-time continuum.
Not if you put in a time box. That's for you to find in the future.
Whatever. Well, and I do have the knowledge I have today. I don't know, Brian. Listen, my family's going to be generationally rich. Someone's going to find it. I don't know.
Okay.
Coming up with stuff.
Okay.
I'm just spitballing here.
All right.
But I think you have to go 1800 because people today don't have an appreciation.
It was a tough time to live, Zach, in 1800. I'm telling you. There's a lot of disease, a lot of murder.
Yeah.
A lot of not good food.
But if you're poor here, do you have access to all those things?
It's just one day.
It's one
day. You could get by for one day.
I don't
know. Go to the beach. Go sleep on the beach for a day.
It's one day to be poor here?
Yes, one day. No, it's not one day. Didn't you say one day?
I said one day.
You said one day. It's not one day. No, it's rather be poor. Yeah, I'd rather be poor, honestly, here.
I think you could befriend some animals. I think that's what it is.
Nice transition.
Nice transition. If animals could talk... Which species would you want to talk to? I'm excluding dogs.
Monkeys.
Everyone's going to pick the dog.
I don't think everyone is. Monkeys.
Why wouldn't you want to talk to your dog?
I don't have a dog.
Yeah, but if you had a dog, you'd want to talk to dogs.
I don't have a dog.
They're like the most domesticated animal.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't want to talk to them because I would just be talking about regular things. I'd just be talking about them laying on the ground.
Okay, so you want to strike up an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I want to hear about other species.
With a monkey?
Squirrel?
You think monkeys know they have thumbs?
Definitely. Well, if we live here, we live in New Jersey. There's no monkeys around. So I don't want to talk to monkeys because I only get the opportunity once every 2 years if I go see a monkey
somewhere. That's fair.
Maybe deer.
A deer?
I feel like I could make like a troop.
Well, we approached a deer the other day, and I wish I knew what it was thinking. Was it thinking, I'm going to kill this person, or...
Or I'm terrified of this person.
Or just gray noise.
No, there's a lot... Probably that, actually. Maybe I'll go squirrels.
Squirrels? Like a flying squirrel? What do you think it thinks when it jumps?
Woo! Yahoo! Yeah, Yoshi. I just feel like for New Jersey, there's not many crazy animals here. I might as well go squirrel because you see them. I could probably see one if I walked outside right now.
So you could just have a conversation with any squirrel on the street.
Yeah, and I feel like squirrels are very common all around the world. Okay. Where if I travel, I can have my name will be known in the squirrel community.
What about like an elephant?
You know, never like seen elephant? Elephants.
Well, what if you saw all these animals in one day? Let me change it up
monkey.
For you. A monkey?
Monkey.
You want to go an elephant?
Shark.
Shark?
Yeah. I'd befriend them.
Kill.
And then I would be basically beside it. I would.
Talk to the animal?
I would own the ocean. I would like live on an island and tell all the sharks to patrol it and not let anyone in. And I would have my own island.
Dangerous.
I would attack the boats.
Not dolphins? What do you think about dolphins?
Sharks could take them down.
Dolphins are probably so nice. Sharks are probably mean.
Well, I'm going to try to befriend them. I think they're just misunderstood. I don't think they're mean.
Misunderstood. Oh, man.
But here we go. AI is taking over the world. You have $15 to survive. There's four levels. Level one is your weapon. $5 is an Iron Man suit.
Okay.
$4 is super strength. $3 is an RPG. $2 is a sniper. $1 is a shovel.
AI's taking over the world.
AI.
Right?
Yep.
So what am I going to do to take down AI? We're talking like robots? Like robot AI? Everything?
So usually they're robots.
I feel like I don't need that much. I feel like I need some programming expertise on top. So I want to spend my dollars later.
You want to spend your dollars later?
All right, like, give me an RPG. I feel like
do
it
does... Do you know what the other ones were?
Let me hear.
Iron Man suit, super strength, RPG, sniper, shovel.
Okay, I'll take super strength.
For four?
Yes, for four.
Super strength.
Super strength for four. Yeah, you know what? Because I'm going to fend everything off. If the robots are coming or if it's AI that's like a computer, I'm going to destroy them with my strength.
AI pretty much is robots.
Yeah, but some of them aren't.
Level two, pick your teammate. $5 is Harry Potter. $4 is Elon Musk. $3 is Poe from Kung Fu Panda. $2 is Conor McGregor. And $1 is me.
You
could take me for one.
I could take you for one.
$1.
That's a value. That's value right there.
That's what I'm saying. It's a value pick.
I'm not taking
it. I know you are. $1. What if I was free?
You know who I'm not taking?
Who?
Elon Musk.
Really?
I don't need him.
I know who you're going to take.
I'm taking Poe from Kung Fu Panda.
I knew it.
You knew it.
I knew it. Skadoosh.
What do I have now? I have super strength and I have Poe. Poe. I'm good on the
physically,
defense.
Yeah.
Physically, I'm good.
Physically, you're fine.
Yeah. We'll take on this world together.
Level three, you're going with your item. $5 is the Back to the Future car. But you only have two going there and back.
Oh, okay.
So you can only go there and back once. $4 is unlimited clean water. $3 is a jet ski. $2 is a motorcycle. $1 is a pogo stick.
$8 left?
You got a lot of money left. You got two levels.
Give me the Back to the Future car.
Oh, two trips?
I'm doing it. Two trips.
You're going to try to solve it.
I'm going to try and solve it.
You only have 30 minutes.
They're going to come out with only 30 minutes?
An hour. I'll give you an hour.
An hour?
I'll give you an hour.
I'm going to... You've seen Back to the Future.
You only get an hour.
I'm doing it. Well, right. Technically, I could have 2 hours.
No, it's there back.
Well, maybe
one
my
trip,
maybe my one back trip. Is 5 minutes forward. No, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. give me the time. I'm fixing it. I got Poe.
In an
I
hour?
I can do anything.
All right. Level four, pick your home base. $5 is a cruise ship. $4 is Dick's Sporting Goods. $3 is a New York City apartment. $2 is a treehouse. $1 is a tent.
I feel like I have to take the New York City apartment. I got $3 left.
You have $3 left.
That's what I'm going to do.
New York City apartment.
A tent?
You could have went treehouse and a tent.
I could have gotten both.
Yeah, if you want.
No.
New York City apartment.
No, we're taking New York City apartment.
It's small.
Yeah, but put me higher up.
With Poe, you might take up a lot of room.
Put me a little higher up.
I got a nice overview.
Not a penthouse.
You're getting fifth floor.
Tenth floor.
Fifth.
Tenth.
I make the rules here.
You know how tall the buildings are?
Fifth floor.
Eighth.
Fifth.
Seventh.
Sixth.
Okay, fine. I'll take six. That's okay. It's protective. I like it.
One bed.
One bed.
Poe doesn't get a bed.
Yep. I got no other comment there.
Whatever.
Oh, God. Okay. This one was a fun one I came up with.
I'm excited for it.
I was excited for it. I forget where I heard it or who I heard it from. So if you're watching this and you came up with it, I'm sorry.
Comment.
What would you do if you woke up as the opposite gender for a day?
Oh, like Freaky Friday.
Like Freaky Friday, but Freaky Friday's the same gender. That's your mom and daughter that switch. Now, you wake up as the opposite gender. Now, again, I don't like leaving you out in the dark on these. I prepared some that I said what I would do. But I want
to just go for it.
I want you to go for it first, and I will confirm if I thought of the same things.
Have a baby.
You're going to have a baby in a day.
No.
Oh, man.
I'm not doing that. That sounds horrible, physically painful.
Well, it's like the same as getting kicked in the nuts. Maybe. It might be.
What would I do if I was a girl for a day?
I got a full list of things, and all are PG rated.
I think I'd go at night. I think I'd go to the club and just get free drinks.
that's a good one.
Free drinks.
That's very good.
I'd get like free bottle service.
You know what happens though is that you get to go to the club, and then like you could have the girly drinks like without feeling weird about it.
Shirley Temples all night.
No, but you're saying now or then.
When I'm a girl.
When you're a girl, yes.
But I still do that now.
I know, you still do it. Pina coladas, Aperol spritz, apple martinis. Give me everything.
Yeah. I'd go backstage behind the DJ booth for free.
Oh, put on the headphones?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. That was my DJ mix. Thank you.
That's what I would do at night.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'd go to Starbucks and hang out, but I don't like coffee.
What a lame.
I don't know. What would I do?
I don't know. There are a few tough ones.
Reenact the...
Reenact...
Baywatch scene.
Slow motion.
Yeah, no. I don't know. What did you have on there?
I put go on Instagram and comment, "You're so pretty" on all girls' IGs.
I wouldn't do that.
Just "You're so pretty." Because that's what girls do. The girls support each other. They're all playing on the same team. Us guys, sometimes we're on the opposite team.
Really? I feel the complete opposite.
Yeah, I do too. What about Manny Petty? Would you go and because you can't go now.
You can.
People do. I know people who do. I don't.
I don't either.
That is where I draw the line for myself.
My grandpa does. Not. It's like a pedicure or like whatever it is.
Sometimes those toes.
What else could you do as a girl?
You could gossip.
These are so lame, Zach.
What do you want me to do?
You said you came up with a whole list of good things.
I have a whole list. I got four more things on here. You could go shopping.
Yeah. You're just saying what girls do.
You could proudly watch a rom-com. Because I'm not proudly watching any rom-com nowadays.
What do you mean?
What's your favorite
rom-com?
Do you
have like insecurities or something?
I don't have insecurities. I just don't do it.
51st States, one of my favorite movies.
That's more of a comedy than
it is a rom-com. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's different than like watching like She's Got Mail and what's the other one?
So you know all of these, but you're...
What's the other one? There's another one with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan also. I can't remember it.
Nope. I have no idea.
You could... lose things in your purse, then magically find them.
Oh my God. I'm just going to go to the club and get drunk for free. That's probably what I'm going to do.
All right. That's fair. That's fair.
And like hang out with some cool DJs and stuff.
And just do.
I don't know what else you could do. What other perks I would have?
You got nothing?
Probably do the same thing I'm doing now.
Realistically. Just live your life.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe you go get a haircut.
That was weird.
Someone DM'd us. That's what it was. I was like, let me know.
I like
down.
The topic.
We take right. ideas via DMs.
Yeah, we do. So DM us.
And soon to be on Discord. We're going to do that on Discord.
Discord. Yes!
For those who don't know, we're going to have a Discord channel.
And we're going to have merch very soon.
We're going to have merch. We might get on Patreon. It's a lot of stuff moving, a lot of moving parts. But Discord would be that place where people go and submit ideas.
Okay.
It should be built out by the day after this podcast, maybe, and then we'll see after that.
Okay.
So join the community. Look it up.
All right, I have a game. Do you say yay or nay to these debatable topics?
Oh.
People should be allowed to walk barefoot wherever they want.
Wherever they want?
Wherever they want.
Nay?
I want to say yay.
You want to say yay?
Barefoot right now.
You could be barefoot in
you
your own house.
Him?
You want to go? No, I don't.
No free pictures. No free footage.
I just barked because your feet.
I know.
Not proud of that one. No. You know how disgusting some people's feet are?
I actually don't think anywhere they want, but like...
like inside in your house? If you want to be barefoot, you should have to ask permission.
In a beach town, you should be able to look, go barefoot into a shop.
That's completely fair. Because you could go, oh yeah. Like, in a restaurant?
I don't know. Restaurant, maybe not. But like in New York, please wear shoes on the subway.
Oh yeah.
That's disgusting.
Oh man.
That's more of a problem for them.
Subway's already got some unique flavors and taste to it. I don't need an additional one.
What? Licking?
I didn't lick a subway.
You would though.
But I would, yeah.
Yeah, I know you would.
Oh, I would, all right. Yes, I would.
So weird. All right. People shouldn't have to go to work on their birthdays.
That completely yay.
I agree.
It should be treated as a holiday.
I agree.
And if I were president, I would. That would be the first law I put down in office. So when you're filling out your ballots.
That would be the first law?
Yes. Oh, executive order. When you're filling out your ballots, write me in.
Off on birthday.
And I'll take off on your birthday. And you know what? You get sent candy too.
That's a little creepy.
That's a little creepy. It's a little weird. Your favorite candy.
Still creepy.
Still creepy.
All right. Leftover pizza is better eaten cold rather than reheating it.
Now this one's a debate. Now we're talking.
I have my answer.
I want to say yay. Because I always just take it and eat it out of the fridge, and I think it's pretty good. It's delicious.
You don't think it's better, do you?
But I don't think it's better.
I say nay.
I'm going to say nay. It can't be. It's more convenient.
Is it better than the microwaved pizza?
I'd rather not microwave it.
So you'd rather eat cold.
I would rather eat it cold.
So if you had to start bench cut, and you start reheating in the oven, stove,
yeah.
whatever,
yeah.
then cold, then microwave.
Yep, have to. Right. And you know what? There are a lot of foods that probably follow that principle.
Yeah.
I don't mind the cold slice.
You need the crisp.
I actually kind of like how people react when I eat a cold slice. They're like, you're going to eat that cold? I'm like, hell yeah, yeah.
I'm for it.
Some people don't like it.
Never been against it.
It's part of like a community of people who eat cold pizza, yeah. you know? It's like a thing.
People that sleep with their socks on.
Oh, yeah.
But the opposite.
Everybody's here. Everybody's here. We're all here. I'm just saying things. I don't know. I'm playing a transition in my head, but I can't. What do you call pizza?
Pizza.
Okay. I want you to guess the name of these things.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So there was a list online that somebody sent to us. I'm big on the fan interaction. I love when people send us ideas. They sent us a link and had seven things that I want to run by you, and I want to see if you could guess the name of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Can you guess the name of these things? The foam of a beer. That's the foam at the top after a pour that's not so great.
I honestly thought it was called the foam.
No, not the foam.
The meniscus.
It's not the meniscus. The meniscus is in your knee.
The meniscus is the bubble.
Oh, is it?
On the top of the liquid.
Oh, it is. I thought your meniscus was part of your knee.
I think it's both. Oh. The craft.
No. What do you call it when you say like, oh, that's the blank.
Foamy.
Blank of a beer.
The tip? The
no.
top?
No.
The foam? The head.
Yes, that's what you call it, but that's not what we call it. The foam of a beer is called barm. It's the barm.
B-A-R-M?
B-A-R-M. The barm.
That's a bad name.
Well, that's foam's not really great, is it?
I like foam better.
You're crazy. You pour the foam all the way out so that it doesn't...
That was a bad pour. That's what yeah, I do okay. normally. That was a terrible pour.
I thought
pour.
You were crazy for
no,
a minute.
No. I did not mean to do that.
What about the tiny table in the middle of a pizza pie?
Oh, I don't know the name of it, but I know it's there.
It's the little dining room
the
table.
The chair?
Not the chair. You're the table. Kind of close.
The dining table?
No. I imagine little pizza.
The legs.
It's not the legs.
The holder.
What's this? What do we got here?
The square.
Yeah, but what's another?
Rectangle.
What's a three-dimensional square?
The cube.
No, it's I open up a
box.
Okay, and then
T-box.
No.
Box triangle.
1800s.
Box house? Box bow.
It's the box tent.
The box tent.
Maybe earlier than the 1800s, but that's close. The Stupid box tent name. Is in the middle of the pizza.
Stupid name.
What do you call the day after tomorrow?
The day after tomorrow.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that, but that's not what you call it.
The day after next?
Not the day after next, no.
The next day after.
No, just think
tomorrow.
About it. So like if I'm going through the week and then I go like this to the next.
The hump day.
No.
The jump day. The leap day.
Jump.
Jump hop
what
day.
Do you jump? You jump.
Fences.
Yes, and what are you doing when you go?
Dive day.
The overmorrow. It's called the overmorrow. Right. I mean, I've never heard
Let's
of it either.
Relax,
I've never, yeah, we got to calm down yeah, over here.
Calm down, Google.
I got a few more with
what
you.
What are we doing?
The dot over an I or a J?
Just a dot, no?
No.
The nipple. There you go. There's your thumbnail.
There's my thumbnail right here.
The boob? The not nipple?
No.
The breast.
What's another word for nipple?
I didn't.
Nips and.
Nipples?
No. Nips. Starts with a T.
Titties.
It's called.
Is that not right?
Titties.
Is that not it?
No, it's not it. It's called the tittle. It's a tittle.
That's not what you call nipples.
It's a tittle. It's a little tit. That's what you call the dot over
there. I never knew it. Never knew it. Never will.
What do you call feeling sick after eating or drinking too much? You're never going to guess this one.
No, but. Stomach virus.
No.
Food coma. Hungover? I don't know.
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
No.
What's it called?
What do you do when you feel bad?
Throw
you
up.
You feel like...
Vomit.
No.
Barf.
You feel like...
What
poop.
Do I do?
You feel like poop, which... What's like another word? Yeah. What's another word? I feel like...
Shite.
No. Crapulence. So I feel like it's like the act one. Of feeling like crap.
I'm okay with that one. It's like turbulence, but crap.
Yes. What do you call the condition of finding it tough to get out of bed in the morning?
Sleepy.
Not sleepy.
Sleepy time.
That you would think it is.
You're in a coffin. You're sleeping. No. Tired body.
No.
Tired body.
It's like a...
Nauseous.
Like not phobia, but like it ends in ER.
Arachnophobia.
No, not arachnophobia. That's a fear of?
Spiders.
Spiders. It's called dysania.
Dysania.
Dysania. Very weird. Very weird. I got one more morning. Just in case you want to substitute. Your tiny toe or finger?
Pinky toe.
Not pinky toe.
Metacarpals.
No.
Minnie Mouse. Minnie Man.
You're close with Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Minimus.
What?
Minimus.
Oh.
I don't know.
Minimus.
Doesn't make any sense to me. But those were. I thought those were interesting because those are everyday things that you have. And you just have to get the name of them.
They're very interesting. All right. I have a game for the end, but I want to do this debatable question. We've talked about this in the past, but I wanted to re-bring it up because we talked about it like a year and a half ago, probably. If there was a 4-day work week, what extra day would you take off?
Okay, so we did talk about this in the past.
Yes. It was a while ago.
And I said Wednesday, and you said why.
I didn't say why. I don't hate any answers for this. I don't hate any. But besides like Tuesday.
Tuesday would be
why. Get Tuesday out of here.
No. Tuesday's a bad answer. No, I would go 2-1-2-2. 2 days
off,
two.
2 days off, 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days off.
No. Monday, Tuesday on, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday on,
Saturday, Sunday off.
I think it just makes sense for the work week.
I mean, I know.
What else would you do?
Of the votes online said Friday, which is like the easy answer.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, it definitely does make sense. Definitely makes sense.
I guess it does. Because Thursday also is a bad answer. So you got to tell Monday or Friday.
It's Monday, Friday, or Wednesday.
And then a 3-day week.
Because then Thursday becomes your Friday. So it's really like you're working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then like a half.
But you know what? You know what? Why don't we work Saturday, Sunday, and put Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday off?
That's just weird.
It's not weird.
No, because then everything, if you're basing this off of your tea times.
I don't want to hang out with people.
No. Jeez. Relax.
I'm calmed down.
Yeah, I know. I'd probably do Wednesday too.
Wednesday's just the one that makes sense.
Or Monday.
So you want to work Fridays? You know why? Because you work Fridays.
I barely work Fridays.
Yeah. And if you work Fridays, you come out of it, you go to happy hour after.
Yeah.
Everybody's there all open for happy hour.
And then Monday can be a true recovery day because Sunday could be like a Sunday day where you have activities.
Imagine football season. Football season, you're golden.
That's what I'm saying.
You're doing very well there.
It's either Monday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Or Friday.
I like it.
I'll take any of them though.
You ready for it?
I'm bored
it's ready. The time is here. Brian's going to get rid of more U.S. states. We are going to be halfway through the list to ultimately determine our number one. Your number one, not mine. I would have gotten rid of a few states that you didn't.
Well, I'm sure they'll be gone.
Well, they'll probably be gone. If you had to get rid of 5 more U.S. states, which would you choose? I'm going to run through the list.
You better go fast because there's a lot.
Yes, there is a lot.
We could just say pop them up on screen.
Okay.
Unless you want.
I kind of want to read through it. Hey, we're just going to pop them up on the screen. There's too many. But I'm also going to read them. Arkansas, North Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, West Virginia, South Dakota, Ohio, Nebraska, Minnesota, Alaska, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, New Mexico, Idaho, Missouri, Alabama, Kentucky, Montana. Those are the 20.
Proud of you for that.
That's the last time I'm doing that.
Connecticut's gone.
You're taking Connecticut
it's
out.
It's a highway.
It's not a highway.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Zach, don't get me started.
The pizza.
Before your girlfriend got placed there, you said it was just a highway.
I never said it was a highway.
I'm sure we could find it somewhere.
Saying it's a highway?
Yeah, it's a highway.
I've never said that
before
in my life.
It's a highway between Boston and New York.
I've never said that before in my life. Maybe I said I went to it while driving there.
Oh, okay.
Or drove past it or through it. I've never called it a highway specifically.
Well, it pretty much is a highway.
Well, I never experienced it. I never had the pizza. And you're just going to get rid of it. All those people. All those people.
There's not many people in Connecticut.
All those people.
Yeah, Connecticut's gone. It's really not that great. Name something in Connecticut besides the pizza.
My girlfriend.
Besides your girlfriend.
Do what you want. Connecticut's got a nice little town.
There's so many states with nice little towns, Zach.
No way, then.
Should I have gotten rid of Delaware? Would that have made you feel better?
I would have felt
Delaware's
better.
Delaware's gone.
Delaware's gone. Delaware's out. Get it out of here. Gone.
I kind of feel bad for Delaware.
Why?
I don't know. So tiny. It's just there.
Yeah, it's just, but it's, that's a highway.
All right, now I think I got to go into those states in the West, but they're beautiful.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
Yep. 3, 2, 1, Washington. Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. Washington. Seattle's there. Seattle's an awesome city.
You think I care about the people in Seattle? I've never been there. I'm just saying this stuff to be the hot takes. This is not how I actually feel.
Yeah. Wyoming's gone.
Wyoming's gone. It's out.
I feel like I should get rid of Michigan.
Yeah, sure.
Michigan's gone. Michigan's gone.
This is where it gets tough.
Illinois Michigan's is simply gone. Staying because of Chicago. Let me put that out there.
Okay.
Simply staying because of Chicago.
That's fair. You're a city guy.
Oh, man. Now it's getting tougher and tougher.
Yeah. Just ditch Washington.
No, Seattle's awesome.
Never been. They got a needle.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
Yeah, it's just irrelevant.
So let me ask you something.
What?
You got rid of Connecticut before New Hampshire. Why?
There was no specific order.
No specific order?
No.
You got rid of
I got rid of New Hampshire after Connecticut because New Hampshire at least has good skiing and snowboarding.
You got rid of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm really doing the quiddy.
You really got rid of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so that's it. Connecticut, Michigan, Wyoming, New Hampshire, and?
Delaware. See you later.
Gone.
See you later. Those are the next five. Should we knock out 10 next time?
No.
Just
you can't do that.
Get them out. Get them out of here.
Wow. Comment if your state's still alive.
I want to ask you one more question relative to geography. So let me stick with it and then we'll transition to the last one. Okay. This one's a dicey one. Very dicey. I'm good with the international audience. The people love me. They love me. I mean, no, they don't love me at all. Okay. But you're going to make some enemies here.
Am I?
If you had to get rid of five continents, which are you choosing?
There's only seven.
Yeah, but one of them's a toss. It's out.
Antarctica.
Antarctica's out. Easy. So yeah, you're basically clearly. Keeping two. You're basically keeping. What was I going to do? Three? Antarctica, Africa.
What's wrong with Africa?
I don't know. You decide. Get rid of five.
You already decided for me, apparently.
Get rid of five. I thought it'd be more dicey if you did five.
You hate Antarctica or you hate Africa.
Get rid of them. Get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Get them out.
You want me to?
No, do what you want.
Only two can stay?
Two are staying.
I have to keep North America. That's where we live. So one can stay.
You wouldn't want to live in Europe? You wouldn't want to do it?
I live in North America, I'm saying. I'm saying I live there. I have to stay.
But the fruit and vegetables, they're better out in Europe. You wouldn't move?
Why are you so set on that, Zach?
I'm just saying things. Let me say them. Ugh. What do you mean weird though? Like it is. It really is. I sound like someone who like studied abroad.
Yeah, you went to like, Spain for like
no,
two
no,
weeks.
I lived in Spain for 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
Buddy.
That's a good question too.
What?
How long do you have to be in a place to consider being lived in?
That is good.
A month.
All right, so Antarctica's gone.
Yeah, Antarctica's gone. There's no one there.
Get it out.
I don't know.
The polar bears.
I feel like I have to get rid of Australia, even though that's like my favorite place in the world.
Wow.
It's the smallest.
Yeah, but why are you getting rid of your favorite place in the world? These are the ones that you want to keep. You're not getting rid of...
All right, you want me to go fast? South America, Africa, Asia, Australia, gone. It's okay. Europe and North America.
Okay, you're keeping those two?
Yeah.
Really? Getting rid of Asia?
I'm getting rid of all of them.
There's a lot of people in Asia.
I feel like we have a huge fan bases in Europe. Even though India, they love us there.
They do. Yeah. Shout out India.
Can we keep India?
Fine.
All right.
Fine. We'll keep India,
keep India,
Europe, and North America.
Okay.
What about my family in Colombia? You don't care about them?
Can we keep Colombia?
No.
All right.
We can't.
No.
They're gone?
They're gone.
Interesting.
Yeah. I have a lot of family. No, I don't have any family in Europe. They're just from Europe. I have a lot of roots in Europe, I guess. Not really. I'm just American.
You're just American. You're as American. You're as American as it comes. Cool.
Whatever.
Nice.
I have one more topic for you.
One more topic, and then we're going to jump into the cakes section of the podcast.
Yes.
Cakes.
Create the ultimate fast food restaurant with 5 different foods.
Oh.
So you can only choose each restaurant one time.
Okay.
You can't choose duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
French fries.
I don't even know what you asked.
I'm going to give you 5 foods.
Yeah.
Each food, you pick a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
You can't duplicate fast food
restaurants. Okay, yeah, I'm aligned.
French fries.
French fries, Five Guys. Five guys fries, yes. And I would say, Wendy's gets so much hate. There's lovers and haters in the fry department. There's lovers and haters.
People love it there.
There's lovers and haters. People say McDonald's is better. It's not. But if I go quality of fry, I'm going Five Guys. Of course I am. The Cajun fries too, a little sneaky.
All right, what about burgers? Can't choose Five Guys.
Oh, I hurt myself. I did.
I want Wendy's.
I'm not going In-N-Out.
No.
No. I'm going to take Wendy's. I'll take Wendy's burgers.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you were going to go Shake Shack.
Shake Shack is too small of portions for me. The Baconator, it gets it right.
So you're going Wendy's for burgers.
I need the Baconator. That's my go-to fast food burger.
Would you have swapped them?
Yes, I would have.
If you could have.
I would have.
But you can't.
But I can't. It's too late.
Chicken sandwich.
Ooh, a chicken sandwich.
That's what I said, brother.
Do I want Popeyes or do I want Chick-fil-A?
Your choice.
Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
It's all you. This is Zach's fast food restaurant.
I'm going to go quality. I'm going Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say Popeyes.
No. Chick-fil-A. It's healthier for you. It's not
that much healthier though.
Probably not. But if I had to take one to eat more consistently, it's Chick-fil-A.
I haven't had one.
The Popeyes, it's just like when you have too many of those,
it's heavy.
You don't feel good.
They sit.
Yeah, but like I might get Chick-fil-A right now.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
This always happens.
Pizza.
Sbarro's. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Oh, you're joking with you. Had me going there.
CC's. Haha. No. Okay. fast food pizza, though.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. So, like Papa John's? Yuck.
Just pick the pizza.
I'll pick Domino's. I'm taking Domino's.
That's what I figured you were
gonna
pick. Last
two
one.
Two medium, two topping pizzas. It's my deal.
Desserts.
Dairy Queen.
No, can't pick Dairy Queen.
Why?
Can't pick it.
Why?
It's an ice cream shop. It's not a fast food restaurant. Kind of is, though.
Some lists would disagree with you.
I disagree with myself.
Can I go Cosmix?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
Can I do it?
Sure.
Are they open yet?
Don't know.
No. Sure. Sonic. No. Where would you go?
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen? Then let me have it.
Go Dairy Queen.
All right, Dairy Queen.
All right.
I feel like that's easy. Right. Oh, there's so many calories. Reese's.
It's okay. That's it. Now we're moving on to the cake sports in the podcast. It's a game time. We're going to play a lot more games similar to some that we played. Thanks, Cakes, for coming on.
Yeah.
First in-guest podcast. In-guest podcast. I can't speak. First in-person guest.
First in-person guest on our podcast. Yes. Cakes, thanks for coming through. You hit
everybody go follow him.
And he said, you know what? Why don't we film some in-person content? And we let him in the studio.
We might be playing them 2-on-2 in basketball.
Something's got to happen.
Something's got to happen.
I feel like it'd be a good match. But I feel like, I think we could take Cakes pretty easily.
We would dominate.
Yeah, we would dominate. We'd dominate anyone.
Besides LeBron and D-Wade, probably.
Should we play Jalen Brunson and Josh
Hart?
No. All right. On to the next part of the podcast.
Look at us. Look at this spot, dude.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
This is weird.
We did it,
boys. It is a little weird. I don't like being next to you like this. This is someone so used to being across from you. I really don't like it.
Too close?
Too close. Now you could like see all my answers and stuff too.
I'm not going to look.
I know you're not going to look. All right.
What's we got?
We don't cheat on this channel. Good?
I'm good, bro. All right.
You want me
good
to
good brother?
Good brother? Okay. We are excited in this podcast to have a guest today, Cakes Mitchell from The Freddy Show. How's it feel being on that side? Do you like it?
I don't know. It's weird. I've on the Freddy Show, like we switched sides a couple times depending on like where our studio was.
Yeah. Okay.
This is my OG spot.
Okay.
Feels good.
You're still looking left?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I feel way out of place.
Yeah. I look right.
We did one video where we switched sides. We started the podcast.
Yeah.
No one noticed.
No one noticed.
Well, some people noticed.
Some people did.
I thought it was going to be like a big thing.
I thought it was going to be a big thing too because when we switched studios, I would like switch sides and I was like, people aren't going to like this. Like they're not used to seeing this side of my face. And then it's like, no one cares.
They didn't care.
That's like,
no one cares.
This side of my face could be completely shaved and no one would know.
Cause I'm always turning
this. Yeah. Just shave
and then at the end of the podcast.
Reveal it. That's not a bad idea. Sure. I like that. All right, I want to give the stage to you real quick. Just brief introduction. Where you came from today? You took a drive here, right?
Yeah.
Little ways.
And give us the background of Cakes and the Freddy Show.
Okay, a little background. My name is Cakes. How did I get that nickname? A long story. Childhood nickname. I got it when I was 12. Kind of just stuck. I ate a cake at a festival. Because everyone thinks I got a big butt.
Was it a funnel cake?
Or they don't. No, it was like a sheet cake.
Sheet cake?
I got it when I was 12.
What's a sheet cake?
Okay, so I put a quarter on a number. It was a cake wheel. You put a quarter on a number. You spin the wheel. If it lands on your number, you win a cake.
Where were you? A carnival? Was it a birthday party? What are we talking
about? I grew up in a very redneck area.
Okay.
Yeah, this thing called Tillman Day. It's every October. Tillman is a small island in Maryland.
Okay.
And they have their own day. And it's just like they do boat docking competitions, crab picking competitions.
Cake wheels,
whole night. Just everyone getting drunk on the island.
Okay.
And just,
I don't hate it.
And that's it. So I was 12, just roaming the island with my friends.
All right.
Won a cake, ate it. There's a bunch of drunk high schoolers are driving up in the truck. They're like, hey, look, it's Cakes.
There you go. We're kind of stuck. I didn't know that about. So we've collaborated before. You were on our podcast and we did a few videos together. Yes, virtually. So first guest in the studio in person. Ever.
Let's get around the walls.
For myself.
You clap for yourself. Who do you like? Which side do you like better, by the way?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we want you to get a judgment. And it can't be based off of the gold plaque and the silver plaque.
But let it influence you a little bit.
Come on. You have to let it influence you. No, I think I'll go with the Ninja Turtle.
Oh, damn it.
That's what we like to hear.
I've been saying I need to redo my side.
You need to swap this out, I think.
Oh, that's my buddy's music thing.
Then leave it. I'm sorry, buddy.
Gotta leave it. Tiago's going to be... He's not going to be happy.
You need the new one. Okay. He just came out with a new one. You need the updated version.
He's coming up. He's trying. You just got to redo your side.
Now I feel bad.
He makes good stuff, but got to get him more listeners.
Yeah.
So here's your promotion, Tiago.
There you go.
Tiago. I drew that myself, too. Brian doesn't have any artwork on his side.
Relax, Mr. Clean?
No, yeah. That's actually me in 40 years. we're trending towards.
That's her dad right now.
Yes, it is. Great Halloween costume that year. He did it. I want to ask you a question. So we posted something on Instagram recently, and we're doing, is it cheating or not? Is it considered cheating or not?
First of all, Zach had one of the most wild takes ever. He got roasted yesterday. We posted this video.
Absolutely lit up in the comments.
I'm nervous.
Really bad.
I might pull up some of the comments.
it's really bad. So I asked Brian, I said, is it cheating if you sleep in the bed with the opposite gender? So your significant other does that.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you more formally in a second. But basically the Instagram comments were saying, they're like, oh, Zach's,
oh my God, they're horrible. Yeah,
they're bad. I can't even say some of them. We're a family-friendly program. But people were saying, I was like, my girlfriend went on a trip with her friends and slept in a bed with one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. And people are calling me. They're like, oh, Zach's into that stuff. And Zach wants to look at it. It's really crazy stuff.
It was Zach 22.
Toasted. Yeah, Zach 22. Because Adam 22, his whole thing.
Mm.
It's his whole thing. It's his whole thing. He's got, we can't say anything. So I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Are these things considered cheating?
Okay.
Sleeping in a bed with the opposite gender.
Cheating? I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
I'll sleep on a sidewalk. That's what I said. You're a married man.
I'm a married man.
You should not have the same morals, though.
Is it different by age or situation? If you're dating, maybe it's okay. No. Engaged? No. Married? No.
I'm not touching it. I love my wife. I'll sleep on a sidewalk, dog.
What I said. I said there's another place to sleep. It's called the floor.
You just
sleep on the floor.
I just want to defend myself. My girlfriend, it was one trip.
I think you should just drop it, to be honest. Defending yourself means that you're okay with it. More than okay with it.
It was one trip. It was in the host house. Himself. There was eight other friends there that she's known for years. There's nothing happening there. There's nothing happening. I think she's okay with me if I had a friend that I was friends with for years. If it's a stranger or someone that you're just... No, it's a little weird. Just... Hear me out on this one. No, I say dating. Okay. Engaged. No. Married. No.
I think all of the above. No.
Yeah. Okay. So not cheating. No, it is cheating.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I'm saying cheating.
Yeah, just classify it as cheating.
We'll take it. Whatever. Let the comments roast me again. I need it.
I'm surprised you brought that up again. She's going to get re-roasted.
I had to. I don't care. Roast me. Go for it. A celebrity hall pass.
Oh, it's cheating. Like, it is cheating.
So your significant other tells you, okay, like, sure, you got a celebrity hall pass, one person. You have a situation with that person.
Yeah. I mean, it's cute. The idea of it's cute. If you do it, though, that's cheating.
Yeah.
I was if it actually happens, is, like, you can talk about, oh, this is my hall pass. My wife's is Jake Gyllenhaal. Beautiful man. Beautiful stud of a man.
I get some comments that say I look like Jake.
I don't believe it. I don't see it at all. Don't worry.
Could you you've seen Roadhouse, I'm sure, right?
I haven't yet. No.
Oh, dude, you were like him. You were phenomenal in it.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. I was going to say the same thing. I was saying the idea is like a fun, playful thing. It's a podcast topic. You could talk about it with your significant other. But if it actually comes to fruition, it's 100% cheating.
So it's a test. It's more of a test.
No, I think it's just an idea.
Because I think people in their mind make celebrities out to be this like bigger than life thing, this idea of a thing rather than a person. But if my wife sleeps with Jake Gyllenhaal, that's cheating.
Okay, well, I would say the same. We'll give you that one. All right. Saying you would hook up with someone if you were single. So you're out and about. Someone comes up to you and be like, yeah, I would if I were single. But unfortunately, I love my wife.
Is it cheating? No, I'm not doing that.
I'd like to say we wouldn't do most of these things. Right? But is it cheating or not? You're saying not cheating.
I guess the idea, I don't know, actually, because like the idea of like talking about doing it, like, are you physically doing anything? No. Are you emotionally cheating? I think this whole thing boils down to is emotional cheating cheating?
Yeah.
I think maybe.
I don't know.
If you go out of the way and like say it, be like, hey, you, if I was single, I would hook up with you.
I don't think
rather than like getting asked the question, be like, if you were single, would you hook up with me? And you say yes or no. I feel like it's different. You see what I'm saying?
That's just a little crazy to say.
It is crazy.
I feel like girlfriend and boyfriend, wife and husbands are okay with saying that someone's attractive.
Okay.
Like together, I've talked to my significant other and been like, wow, that girl's really attractive. She's like, wow, that guy's really handsome. And
Zendaya,
I'm like, yeah, I agree.
Right? Zendaya.
We were in Sweden. Everyone on the street was attractive. Most attractive country in the world, I think. We just said it comfortably. I wouldn't go up to the person and be like, hey, really want to hook up with you, but I can't right now.
That's completely fair. Okay. So not cheating?
Cheating.
Cheating. Okay, we labeled all three. We're
playing on the safe side here. Playing on the safe side.
We have to. All right, run the next one.
All right, we got another game.
Make sure I can't see this over here.
Oh, yeah. Can you see this?
Yeah, I'm devious, dude.
So we're doing, this is a little game time within the podcast.
All right.
We used to post the full game times. We would film like an hour long game time and post it to YouTube. They actually did really well.
It did really well. I was looking at it the other day.
But now we didn't post it.
Maybe we'll bring them back.
Maybe.
Uncut.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
But we have Chainlink.
I love Chainlink.
So we thought of this through you.
Yeah,
because you influenced us.
Well, but you also are always the one giving it to Nick.
Yeah.
So we wanted to flip it and put you.
I love it. You know,
put you in the driver's seat.
No, I prep the Freddy show. Nick doesn't. Okay.
Put him on the spot.
And all the times that I'm playing the game, I have to it'll be him like prepping it on the podcast. Yeah. Giving it back to me. So I appreciate it. This is gonna be fun.
We just got one for you. I want to see how you perform because we haven't seen it done
before.
I like this.
I like this.
Here we go.
All right.
First one, I don't understand. First word is garlic.
Bread.
No. Do you want a letter?
Do I want a letter?
Do you want a letter?
No.
Give me a letter.
I don't need a letter.
You don't need a letter?
Garlic. I need a letter.
P.
Yeah, I need more letters than that. Garlic.
Garlic.
Plant.
No.
No.
Not a bad guess, though.
Garlic grow?
Plants.
Probably.
Yeah. Underground? I'm really real dumb if they don't.
Is it underground?
I don't know.
PR.
Garlic.
I feel like you.
Garlic. You gonna throw up? Garlic praise.
Oh, no.
Not.
You love garlic. No. I love garlic.
You love garlic. P-R-E.
Garlic press.
There you go.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either. I think it squeezes out the juices.
It makes and garlic the
flavor.
Juice.
Yeah.
That like came to me. That was weird.
Garlic press. We got a little easier from here down. That was the toughest one.
I mean, this one still doesn't even
No, come on.
Press B.
Press a button.
Press. It's two words, brother.
two words.
Press. Okay.
B-O.
Press. box.
Yes.
What? Yeah, I didn't understand
like a press
that
box.
One
box. Like a press game. Box. Like at a football game. Yeah, football game.
I was thinking about like a survey.
Yeah. Box L.
Box level.
No.
See, you stayed with the game.
Not there.
That's good. You're in not the stadium.
You're
not,
in the stadium. Not, get out of the stadium.
Gotta get out of the stadium. Take you out of the stadium.
L U.
Box lunch.
Yes. That's what we're, talking about.
We got three more levels here.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Lunch tea.
Lunchtime.
Wow. Nice. Very good.
Can you sweep the rest? I think there's a good chance. What's with the first
I want you, because I know your signature as you tee it up. Can we get a tee up in the studio?
If you feel good.
I'll tee it up.
Okay.
I'll tee it up.
Time M.
I'm not teeing up this one, right? The next one?
You can if you want. There's two more.
Time M?
Yeah.
Time management.
Oh.
Good thing I didn't tee it up. Holy wow, dude.
That would have been depressing. M-A. Not manager.
Time maker.
No. Mm. Time M-A-C.
Time machine.
There
yes.
it is.
Save. Wow, dude.
Good save. Good save there. If we got to the H, we would have been in trouble.
Where would you travel in your time machine? What era?
What era would I travel in a time machine? Probably like...
Would you go future or past?
I feel like you got to go future.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, right. Past would be... I know but past. What if you go into the future and it's like a nuclear fallout?
Well, then I know. Then I know. Then I can change the course of events in the current. Wait, I come back or I have to stay there?
You can come back.
You can come back.
We'll let you come back.
Future.
All right. Machine W.
Oh. Is he doing it?
Tina!
I'm excited for this.
I've never experienced one of these.
I missed this. Machine W.
Machine W.
Wow. Tina!
Machine?
Washer?
No.
But you were close.
You were close. He hit a foul ball.
I think you're the first person ever. Yeah, you got three strikes on this. You're the first person ever stand in the studio, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah the same
stood.
Level.
I was going to say, you know, maybe you didn't get taller, but.
W-A.
Machine.
You were very close yeah, very the first close. Time.
Machine.
What did you say the first time?
Machine washer.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
In the first few letters are.
Machine washable.
Yes. Machine washable.
Wow. Yeah,
like a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
This is machine washable.
Okay.
Everything's
machine. I washed a hat.
That was
earlier.
So tough.
I like it.
Tough. Very tough.
I can hear my blood beating.
Yeah, that was tough. Tough life there.
So we're going to do 200 points here. Sometimes you do like 300 points. I think that's insane. That's nuts. Yeah, I don't know how. And maybe, do you generate your own fast monies?
Yeah, we come up the Freddy Club.
Okay, cool. Because we pull them from Family Feud,
the
game. And I was like, I just don't understand how you get to 300 points. But now I get it.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Name something most women can't take criticism about.
Their looks.
Okay. Give me a specific or...
Can't take criticism about. Their opinions.
No. Let's stay in the looks. Looks.
Their makeup.
I'm gonna give you one more chance.
Their lipstick.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll figure something out. All right. Name a cable TV channel that starts with a C.
Comedy Central.
Name an activity that men do shirtless.
Sunbathe.
Name a food that can make a broken heart feel better.
Chocolate.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we wanted over there. All right. We're back a little bit. All right. Should I give you the answers now? Yes. I need to know how many points you scored. Let's look. Okay. Name something men like to look at. You said girls. It's the number four answer. Woman is 8 points.
Okay. So,
not too much there. But
okay.
Name something most women just can't take criticism about. You said looks. And then you said lipstick. And then you said some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to categorize.
You can give me the number one.
They'll give you the number one. I can't do it. I'm gonna give you the buzz on that one. Zero. That's a little tough. I'm sorry. Name a cable TV channel that starts with a C. You said Comedy Central. Pretty popular.
Yeah.
But not on this list.
Okay, yeah, no.
You had 6 points. So we're at a whopping 14 points so far. It's a little tough. Name an activity that men do shirtless. What did you say?
Sunbathe.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give you mow the lawn.
That's how every man sunbathes, you mow the lawn.
We're going to be number four answer, 11 points. So you're at a whopping 25 so far.
Okay.
Name a food that can make a broken heart feel better. You said chocolate.
Please.
Surprisingly, I didn't say cake.
Yeah, why didn't I?
That would have made sense. Chocolate is 51 points. So it saved you a little bit. It's you're at 76 total. How do you feel?
Not great, but better.
Not great, but better. The last one really took you back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have Brian come down here.
Holy, dude.
How do you think he's going to react?
He's going to try to pick me up. He's going to try to make me feel better about only getting 76.
I want you to be sitting for this. It wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad. Do you want to tell him?
No.
No? Okay, I'll tell him. 76 points.
And we need
200. I'm going to tell you.
It's not impossible.
Hey. On the bright side, there's a lot of number one answers out there, dude.
A lot of opportunities.
Pretty much all of them.
I feel good.
It looked really bad up until the last answer.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know how many I had?
How many?
25.
Yeah.
So see, we would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
But I feel good.
We are in trouble.
I feel real good. Okay. You ready?
Born ready.
This is round two.
Let's do it.
Name something men like to look at.
Women.
Need another answer.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that the 25 points there? They like to look at cars.
Nice. Very nice. Name something most women just can't take criticism about.
How they look.
Okay, that's what he said, but I need more specific.
Can't take criticism for?
Yeah. About.
About their hair.
Okay. All right.
Good answer.
Name a cable TV channel that starts with a C.
CNN?
Name an activity that men do shirtless.
Are you feeling good right now?
What'd you say? Name an activity that men do shirtless.
Swim.
Name a food that can make a broken heart feel better.
Chocolate.
That was Cakes' answer. You need another one.
A food that will make a broken heart feel... Pizza.
Amen, brother.
That makes me feel real good.
Pizza makes a lot of women feel great.
It makes me feel good.
Oh, it says broken heart. What am I saying? Woman. It's all people.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez, here we go.
The worst.
Name something men like to look at. You said cars.
Mm-hmm.
Number two answer, 26 points. We're at 102. Number one answer was sports.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Name something most
like
women...
to look... Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Name something most women just can't take criticism about. You said hair.
That's what I said.
Number two answer, 22 points.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
We need a lot here. The number one answer was weight.
I messed up.
Was what? Weight. Their weight. Which one you said looks?
I said lipstick, so.
76 plus.
Wait.
Look at the math on this kid.
We need to do some damage here.
Name a cable TV channel that starts with a C. You said CNN.
Yeah, it is. That's what it is.
Fine. That was the number one answer.
Yes.
34 points.
Wow. It's not enough.
We're creeping up. More. 158.
How many more left do we have?
You have two more. Name an activity that men do shirtless.
What did you say?
Swimming. You said swimming. Swimming's the number one answer.
Oh, that's big.
26 points.
Wow, that's it? This is rigged.
That's 184 points.
The pizza response didn't give me much confidence here.
We need a ringer here.
You need a ringer. Yeah, name a food that can make a broken heart feel better. You said pizza.
Should
you
be
need
number one.
16 points.
I didn't get it.
Not I tried giving you a hint by saying that's what Cakes said. Cakes.
Come on.
Would have been 21 points.
It
would have
given so less often consumed.
Ice cream?
Pizza.
Pizza wasn't there. You had ice cream and chicken soup was number four. I feel
what
like was that
pizza?
Was a wild.
Not on
pizza
there?
Wasn't on there. It's it wasn't on the list. Hey, listen, that's don't get mad at me. It's the people.
Blasphemy.
All right, we didn't get it. Is that okay?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be okay?
That's it.
That's great.
All right. I mean, I think that's all we got for the podcast portion, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Unless you want to put the tier list in it, but we could just keep it.
No, we'll
keep
the tier list separate.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's. Are we signing off right now?
We're signing off.
Are we
off?
Going back to the podcast?
Back?
Are we putting it in the middle?
No, we'll put it at the end.
At the end?
Yeah, a little special treat.
All right. Fine.
A little dessert.
Cake.
Anything you got for us in terms of
plugs?
Oh, no.
It's coming up.
You know, wherever I'm at, there I am.
I like that a lot.
And we'll throw his socials on there. That's the one-liner of the century.
That was fantastic.
It was very good.
No need to thought for everything.
I love that. All right. Well, that wraps up podcast 78. Cakes, thanks for coming to the studio.
Hey, first thanks for having guest. Me, boys.
Oh, my God. That was fun.
First live guest
in the studio. Maybe there'll be more. Maybe there won't be.
Maybe there won't
be. Maybe it'll be us, but you have to deal with us for the rest of the time. All right, podcast 78. That's a wrap.